We're learning the third Sikha of Parshas Bechukosai in Chelek Yud Zayin on page 332. This is a Sikha which will discuss the connection of the end of Chumash Vayikra to the beginning, and also the end and the beginning of the Parsha of this week, Bechukosai, and all based on what it says in Lekutei Torah on this week's Parsha, and what it says in Lekutei Torah in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. There are some very fundamental points in Chassidus that are going to be discussed here in this Sikha. The shir today is being learned Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef bin Yamin, and Rabbi Menashe Kaltman. We already spoke about this many times. That there's a special connection between, there's a special connection between the beginning and the end of every subject in Torah. This is similar to what it says in Sefer Yetzirah, not Seifan b'tchilasan or tchilasan b'seifan, that the end is wedged into the beginning and the beginning is wedged into the end. So there's a connection here. On al derech ze in Torah shebiksav, the same is true as also in Chumash. Das chale v'siyim fin yed the sefer, the beginning and the end of every sefer of the five chumashim. On oich fin yed the sedre, and the same is true with every sedre itself. Haben zwischen sich hashayches v'kesher b'teichen. There's a relation and a connection in the content of the beginning and the end of the Chumash and the beginning and the end of the Parsha. So leitem b'parshaseinu b'chukosai. So according to this, over here, in this Parsha of b'chukosai, v'balt, as the seeing from the Seder is, dem seifon. So now the end of this Parsha is both the end of seifon, seifon v'yikra, of the whole, it's the end of the whole seifon v'yikra. On seifon Parshas b'chukosai, it's also the conclusion of this week's Parsha of b'chukosai, Darf Mezogin, so therefore we must say, as this is done, Akudim Ushutefes, there's a certain point that unites them here, Tzvishn Aschalas Sefer Vayikra, in the beginning of the Chumash of Sefer Vayikra, Aschalas Parshas Bechukaisai, the beginning of Parshas Bechukaisai, on Seif Parshas Bechukaisai, and the end of Parshas Bechukaisai. So what is that point that brings them together? Da Zetmen Advar Pele. Here we see a wondrous thing. Loit di aschalis, loit vi di aschalis from Sefer Vayikra, on Parshas Bechukosai, zanim avor on Lekutei Torah. If you look at what's explained in Lekutei Torah regarding the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, the Chassidus Parshi is from the Vachen. The Rebbe would always refer to the Lekutei Torah as the Chassidus Parsha of the week. Ved klar, it becomes very clear, vidibeda aschalis, both of these beginnings of Chumash Vayikra and Parshas Bechukosai, and they're explained there in Lekutei Torah with the same idea. You can clearly see how it's connected to the end of the parsha of Bechukosai in Emsim Fununza Sedra, in the end of the Sedra of this week. As the Rebbe will soon bring, we see clearly how this is connected. And you can also see there in Lekutei Torah, them not Seifan B'tchilasan, the connection of the end and the beginning. Not only in the connection to the end of the Parsha of Bechukosai in the Chumash, also in what's explained in the end of the Sefer of Lekutei Torah. In the Drushim, it's because this point that the Alter Rebbe explains in the Maimer that's in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, and in the Maimah, which is in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, the Zelben Akuda is Oich Mavur in Emsiim from the Drushim of Parshas Bechukosai. It's the same point that he discusses in the last Maimah of Parshas Bechukosai. So we clearly see that there's a connection here between these Maimarim. Onachmeh Dvar Pele, and this is even more wondrous, in Teirish Biksav is the Siim from Parshas Bechukosai, Oich the Siim from Sefer Vayikra. So in Chumash, of course, Parshas Bechukosai is the end of the Sefer of Vayikra. Aber, in Lekutei Torah, zeren da hisafis, noch die drushim from Parshas Bechukosai. In Lekutei Torah, there are other editions of Maimarim that were added after Parshas Bechukosai that are printed there. Now everything in Lekutei Torah, as the Rebbe brings into Ha'aretz, was printed and set up by the Tzemach Tzedek, and therefore it has a very particular diuk in the order of how everything was printed. Zetman, so here as well you see, as Eichenim Siyim from the Hesophis, also in the conclusion of those Hesophis, which are additions to the Chumash before that it was Vayikra. Retzach wegen dem selben Inyananal. It also speaks about the same theme that it speaks about in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, and at the end of Parshas Bechukosai. So what is this one theme that it speaks about? Shaiches not seifam betchilasam. So the relation here, let's look first into the simple pshat of the psukim where we see the connection here. In pashtus, zwischen aschala seifah vayikra und sein siyam. In the beginning of the seifah vayikra and at the end of seifah vayikra in the psukim, so the connection that you see is as follows. Seifah vayikra, hoi psuchan mit idinim fun korbanis. It's the seifah that begins all the halachas of korbanis. As it begins, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem gaimer. Und euch das Siyam von Sefer Vayikra rät wegen zwei Suge Karbanis. And so too the conclusion of Sefer Vayikra, even though there was a lot of different things that were spoken about in this Chumash in between, which were not all about Karbanis. But when it comes to the end of Sefer Vayikra, again, it speaks about two kinds of Karbanis. Aleph Bechayr, the carbon of a Bechayr, the firstborn, that has to be brought as a carbon, and also Maiseh Be'ema, the tenth of the herd of animals that has to be brought also as a carbon. Bald now since dafke die zwei karbanis während der Mond bis seifayf und seifayf yikra. Out of all types of karbanis, it's these two that the Torah mentions here at the end of seifayf yikra. Darf man sagen, so we must say, as in zei spiegelt sich ab, der klolis inyan a karbanis, was retzach betchila seifayf yikra. In these two karbanis is reflected the whole concept of karbanis that's introduced and the way it's introduced in the beginning of the seifer of seifayf yikra. Here and then, so the explanation for this is as follows. The chiluk zwischen Bechayr und Meiser is. What is the difference between the carbon of Bechayr and the carbon of a Meiser? Bechayr is Kodesh Ma'atzmai. Bechayr is the firstborn that's holy and sanctified to be a carbon on its own from birth. Melmaila from above, Machtmanim, Zokman, as er is a Kodesh. Hashem from above makes him or says that this is holy, not with any action that's required of a person from below to do. Sein Kedusha is nit verbunden mit Apollo von dem Adam. Masha'en ken Kedushas Meiser. On the other hand, the sanctity of the Meiser of the Behemoth, the tenth, is toloi in Avedis Adam. That depends on the person to be Mekadeshet. Der Mensch darf zählen. You have to line up the animals inside the barn, and then they come out, and you count 1, 2, 3. Und ha'asiri yekadesh. And when it comes to the tenth, you hit him with a red paint, and then you designate him to be the tenth one, to be the one that becomes holy. That comes through the action of the person that makes it holy. That's the distinction between Bechayr and Meiser. Nachmer is the snicker b'zman hazeh. The distinction between Bechayr and Meiser is even more noticeable today. Was Kedushas Bechayr is faran oichitzt. The Kedusha of a Bechayr, which is from the time of birth, is even today. About that is Kodesh Ma'atzma, he's Kodesh on his own, and that's something that there's no difference if the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. Masha'en ken kedushas Meiser, which is not the case with the kedusha of Meiser, versus lepoil nita b'zman hazeh. In actuality, we don't do this today. Weil der Chacham ab dem Geuse gewen, nit abzuschäden ke Meiser beim. Chacham decreed not to separate this Meiser beim and not to come to misuse it as kochim, which anyways can't be brought as a carbon. So practically speaking, today we don't have Meiser beim. So now, based on this explanation here, the difference between what the carbon of Bechayr is and what the carbon of Meiser is, Yumta Kaseder, it's very well understood, the order here of how this is brought. First, the Torah tells us the halacha of about Bechayr being a carbon, und danach wegen Meiser. And following this, it tells us about the Meiser Behemah. In Avedas HaKarbonis, when it comes to Karbonis, which is Kiriv Lelukos, the concept of a carbon is coming close, bringing close to Hashem. Kumt frier dam shachas hakedusha mul maila lamata bechayr. The first step is to draw down holiness from above to below, which is what bechayr represents. That's the first step when you get that assistance and that revelation from above. On erst danach, and only following this, ken zayin de avedas adam mul mata lamaila. That empowers a person to elevate himself from below to above, which is what Meiser represents, an action that a person does to sanctify this animal and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach. So this is the end of the whole Sefer Vayikra. Das ist euch die Scheiches von dem Teuchen. So now this is the connection of this content here that you have. Besiyum von Sefer Vayikra, at the end of the Sefer, mit seiner Scholle, with the beginning, where it speaks about Adam ki yakriv mikem karbon Lashem. A person brings a carbon for the Eibishter. So over here, if you take a look in Lekut HaTorah, how he explains this pasuk of Adam ki yakriv mikem, you clearly see how what he explains is directly connected to the same point that's in the Chumash, in the end of Sefer Vayikra. In Lekut HaTorah is Mavur. So in the Kutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe explains, as Adam, ki yakriv mikem, karban l'Hashem. When it says here the term Adam, who is this referring to? Neimtas was Adam ha'elyen. This refers to the supernal Adam, to the Eibishter, that is mekarev, yakriv, dem Adam sholamata tzelukos. That Hashem is bringing close the person from below to him, to godliness. Mikem karban v'gayme, to elevate the person to be close to Hashem. And he explains there, as frier vet nimshach as harusa deleila. First, there is an awakening from above that arouses a person to come to mekarez zaydem adam shulamata tzemaybishn, to bring a person closer to Hashem. Nachdem is the pasuk mamshach, and then after this, the pasuk continues and says, mina beheime goyim takrives karbanchem, that from a beheime you should bring karbanis, which means was das retzach wegen dem karben was dem adam darf bringen by way des atzma. This is speaking about literally the person here below, what he has to bring to, as a karben, to bring himself close to Hashem. From their beheime shabai, and the term beheime that the pasuk speaks about here refers to the animal within a person that he has to transform and bring as a karben for Hashem. Asarusa d'lesata. So this refers to the avodah that comes from below, following the power that Hashem gives a person from above. Thus is behesim, so this is fits perfectly, it's the exact same point, to the tzve suge karbanis, to the two kinds of karbanis, of which it speaks in the end of Sefer Vayikra, b'chayr, which is kadosh m'mayla, it speaks about the b'chayr, which is sanctified and holy from above, which is the Adam ki yakriv, the Adam ha'elyin, and Meiser, which is Kadosh, Ayidei Adam. And then the Meiser, which is the Kedusha that comes from below, when a person sanctifies the Meiser as the Meiser Behemah. Here, so that's a very clear connection between the explanation of Lekutei Torah in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra to what it speaks about in the Chumash in the end of Sefer Vayikra. These two points over here. Bechayr, the carbon of a Bechayr, which is a Sarusa de Leila, which represents the arousal that comes from above, on Meiser, and then the carbon of Meiser, which is a Sarusa de Lesata, representing the Aveda from below, is that an Oich Faran in dem Adam Gufa. Within a person's Aveda himself, there are two aspects of a person's Aveda that relate to Bechayr and Meiser. What are these two aspects within the person himself? Bechayr is Einer. There's only one Bechayr. There's only one firstborn. If there are many animals born here, is there Da'ashta? He's the first one. Bechinas Chachma. So what this represents in a person is the level of his neshama, the level of Chachma. It says, Kadesh li ko b'char. You sanctify the b'char. Was Kadesh is Bechinas Chachma. It says in many places in Chassidus that the term Kadesh, holiness, true holiness, is in the level of Chachma. And we're talking about a very deep level of holiness in the neshama, which the Alter Rebbe in Tanya explains that this is the source of Mesiris Nefesh of a Yid that comes from the Chochmah Sheben Nefesh. That's the level of Bechayr. Sorry. Meiser, what does Meiser represent? The tenth of the animals. So Dav Zayin Sen, to have the mitzvah, to be able to be Makdish, Makadish, or Makdish, this animal, to be a carbon, so you have to have 10. Aveda mitzad esa koiches nefesh. So what this represents is the aveda a person does with all of the other koiches that he has from his neshama. The 10 koiches a person has, not just the highest and the deepest, which is the chachma, the source, and the mysterious nefesh of the yid. On chayvas kol echad ve'echad. And what we learn out from the mitzvah of ma'aser is when you sanctify the 10th of the animals, that everybody is obligated, as al kolponim di letzte, that at least the last of the 10 of these koiches a person has, which is hagilui, the lowest level in a person, which is expressed and revealed outward. Hashayach l'machshav ediburu ma'aseh. So that's the lowest in the koiches of a person, usually the sphere of malchus, which is related to his thought, speech, and action, which are the different modes of expression or revelation in a person. Yiyah kodesh. That at least this should be fully sanctified to Hashem. And the Rebbe adds, afilu by a beinini, which this is even true regarding a Beinoni, Shehi Midas Kol Adam. Beinoni is the level that's required of every person, as the Alter Rebbe says, to at least live like a Beinoni, to be careful in his Machshava Dibur Maisa. So that this is the difference here between the Bechayr and the Maisa. Bechayr represents the Kedusha of Chochmeh Shebenefesh, the Mesiris Nefesh of Yid, the deepest level of a Yid Zaveda. And Maisa represents all the 10 kaiches, and more specifically the 10th, which you have to sanctify, at least the Machshava Dibur Maisa. Now, the far, so therefore, is Aleph number one, Bechor Kodesh Matzmai. This explains why the Bechor, we say that this is sanctified on its own. This is Nitoli and Avedis Adam. This is not dependent in a person's actions or what a person does. But Bechinas Chochmah Shebenefesh, this level of Chochmah in the person's Neshama, which is Koyach HaMesiris Nefesh, this is the source of the Mesiris Nefesh of a Yid, is Da by Yidin B'Yerushim Aviseinu. This exists there within the heart of every single Yid. It's an inheritance of our ancestors from Avraham Avinu and so on. And therefore, this is something that's there. Me'atzmai. Beis, another point, Kedusha's Bechair is Oichdon's Zmana Golos. The Kedusha of Bechair is even here in the time of Golos, as the Rebbe mentioned before, that a Bechair born in the time of Golos has the same Kedusha of a Bechair as it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Varum, Bechinas Chochmah Hanal Shebenefesh. This level of Chochmah in the Neshama of a Yid is Alle Molgans. It's always pure, it's always intact, it never gets affected from what a person does. Masha'en ken Kedushas Meiser, which is not the case when it comes to the sanctity of Meiser, which is Esa Koiches HaNefesh. Meiser refers to the Avodah that a person does with all of the faculties that he has. Veho Asiri, and specifically with the tenth of the Koiches, which is the Machshave related to Machshave Dibre Meiser, is Toloi in Avodas Adam. This is something which depends on the work, on what a person does. And therefore for this there are differences, the way it is in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which then you did practically go and do this mitzvah to be makdish, to meiser, and to bring it as a carbon. That's a time period when godliness is shining and more revealed, and therefore a person has the power to express and bring this kedusha into all of his kaiches. Unlike the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of Golos, a Yid does not have that same koyach to reveal godliness in all of his koyches. The situation of Golos is a result of the Avedis, and therefore Yidin don't have the same power of revelation. So this is the connection that we see here clearly between, we have the connection of the beginning of Chumash Vayikra to the end of Chumash Vayikra. But now the Rebbe will bring this into the connection to the beginning of Parshas Bechukaisei as well. Based on what we just explained over here, the difference between Bechair and Meiser in the Aveda Vayid, that it refers, Bechair refers to the Chochmah, to the Mesiris Nefesh, and Meiser refers to the Aveda of all the Kaiches, all the 10 Kaiches, so we can see a open connection there to what it says in the Likutei Torah in the beginning of Parshas Bechukaisei. So this is the connection also to the beginning of Parshas Bechukaisei. So the Alter Rebbe explains what's the difference between these two things the Pasuk speaks about here. Bechukaisei teleichu meant the Aveda von Hiloch. This refers to the Aveda of a person that's walking and going bligvul. He's going without any limitation. That's the concept of hiluch, walking out of the space that he's in without limitation. Mitzad b'chinas chakikah shebeneshama. And this is based on the level of chakikah shebeneshama, meaning something that's engraved very deeply in the essence of the neshama. B'chukaisai, besides meaning the laws or the statutes, it also means from lashon chakikah, that it's engraved very deeply in the soul. That is shedish ha-neshama v'yiz chakuka l'mayla. This is the source of the neshama, as it is engraved in its source above. That's the level of halicha, when a neshama has the power to do things unlimited, it's because of the shayrish of the neshama where it is above. But now, however, since as der hiluch nemtzich mitzat shayrish neshama, this power to be able to go with such great strength, of unlimited, comes from the source of the neshama above. On the mensch gefinzich lemato in aguf kashmi, but the neshama is here in the body, in the world here below in a physical body. Ken der hiluch nithaben ken kiyum. So this level of going to such a degree will not last. The Alter Rebbe's expression in the Maimed there is leisamayd v'leisakim. It will not stand, it will not last. Seiden, unless, as er adam lemato, zol durch zayn aveide veren akeli ditzu. The person below, with his guf, with his physical body, has to be a vessel to contain and to receive this. Thus is, ves mitzvayisai tishmuru. And that's what the second half of the pasuk is teaching me, how a person becomes a vessel to contain this. Durch avodas hamitzvos dolamata. When a yid fulfills mitzvahs here below in this world, mach der adam di kalim vazen tishmeru. So with this, he creates the vessels with the physical mitzvahs that he does with his physical body. He creates the vessels tishmeru, which are shemir umekayim dem hiluch blikvul. They will sustain and keep this level of going with this unlimited level of serving Hashem, that it should continuously be so and be sustained. Vaskomt mitzat sheirish haneshama, which a person has from the sheirish of his neshama, as does alzayin and anayfum from tikkun la'ad, that this koyach that he has to continue to serve the Eibusha should last and go on forever. So that's the two parts of the pasuk. The first part speaking about the power of b'chukai setelecha coming from the source of the neshama above. Second part of the pasuk, v'smitzvei tishmeru, speaking about practically what a person does over here below with his guf in order to sustain that in his aveda. So on the tzvei inyanim, so we clearly here see the connection. These two points, aleph, b'chukai setelecha mitzad sheirish haneshama. The first part of the pasuk, b'chukai setelecha, speaking about the source of the neshama. And then when it says that you keep the mitzvahs, which is the aveda a person has to do here below. So zenan al derech, the tzvei inyanim shebesiyim ha-parsha. This is compared to the two points that are mentioned in the end of the parsha, which we spoke about before. Aleph, b'chayr, when it speaks about b'chayr, chachm shebenefesh, the b'chayr, which is the chachm shebenefesh, that's the source of the neshama. And Beis, Meiser, and then when it speaks about Meiser, which is the Esa Koiches HaNefesh, referring to the 10 faculties of the soul, which is the Aveda that a person does here below in this world. That's the connection that we see to the beginning of Parshas B'chukaisai. So we have the connection here from the beginning of Chumash Vayikra to the end of Chumash Vayikra, which is the end of Parshas B'chukaisai, and also to the beginning of Parshas B'chukaisai, based on what it says in Likutei Torah. But now the Rebbe continues and takes this to a much deeper level, focusing here on the end of the parsha that will show us a deeper point about the whole union of Karbanis Bechlal. Sizdach haklal, sizdach da der klal. There is the following rule. Hakoyel hoylech achar achitum. We always follow the conclusion, that the conclusion is a real indicator regarding the whole subject. So since the whole conclusion of Sefer Vayikra is specifically with the carbon of Meiser Behemah, if so, we must say, as thus was Meiser kumt noch b'chayr, that since Meiser is the last of what's mentioned in the Chumashir coming after b'chayr, is nit nor. So the reason is, this is not only valazoi is the seder on yonim kanal siv beis. It's not only because this is the order of the way it is in a person's aveda, that first comes b'chayr, which is the revelation from above, and then comes the meiser, which that it empowers a person to be able to do his aveda from below. As friya kumt yisarusa d'leila b'chayr undenach avedas adam meiser. Now rather, it's even more than this. Oich, in addition to this, vayles is da a meile in their kedusha was kum durch aveda. There's a great advantage to the holiness that comes through a person's aveda. Legabe the kedusha was kum mal meile, more than the kedusha that a person receives from above. Und the far is the siyim v'chaisim from sefer vayikra mit meiser. So therefore, the conclusion of the whole sefer vayikra, which is speaking about karbanis, is with meiser, with the carbon of meiser. While the tachlis from inyan are karbanis, is because the whole purpose of all karbanis is aveda sa'adam, specifically the work, the aveda that a person does from below, which is in meiser dafke. On the phone is Eich Muvan, and from this we also understand B'negeidim Seder and Aschal Sefer Vayikra on Parshas B'chukaisai. The same is also true regarding the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and the beginning of Parshas B'chukaisai. Das was es harusa de lesata, takrivu es korban chem. This that it says in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra about the Aveda from below, bringing your carbon. Kumt noch der es harusa de le'ela adam ki yakriv geime. This follows after the Sarusa de la'ela, which is the Adam ki yakriv, is the reason is nit nor valdius iris was kumt nor mitzadan asarusa de la'ela hot nit ken kiyum. The reason is not only because the order is that first there has to be an Sarusa de la'ela, an awakening from above, but from if it comes just from above, it will not last. Ubima'ad zman yichle koyach his iris azais. And over a short period of time, that arousal from above could dissipate altogether. This is the Lashon Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah. Und Ribbe, and therefore Mosina Sarusadalisato Mitzada Adam. So now it's necessary for a person to connect himself from below, was Durdem, Vert era Kalit Sura Sarusadla. So now he could become a vessel to contain this awakening that came from above. Unzivert ad Dova Shayochal Iskayim Laad, or Dovra Miskayim. And now this arousal, this awakening from above will last forever and it'll be continue. So that's the simple pshat of the order of why it first speaks about the Adam from above, and then the hakrove, the takrivu that comes from below. But it's actually more than this. Not oich, even more. Valdos is a seder from Mailim Bakaidish. The pasuk is going from level to level, higher and higher. Es is faranan iloy in asarusa de lesato aveda sa Adam legabe der vaskumt mitzad asarusa de leila. There's a great advantage to the aveda that comes from a person below more than the arousal and the awakening that comes from above. So it's not just that the person is doing his aveda in order to continue that arousal from above, that it shouldn't disappear. But the actual aveda from below in itself has a tremendous smile more than the awakening from above. On al derech zeh is mitzvah yisai tishmeru. Same is also true regarding the beginning of Parshas Bechukaisa, where the pasuk adds mitzvah yisai tishmeru, to keep the mitzvahs in the physical body here in this world. Nit nar, so this that a person keeps mitzvahs is not only a shmira v'keli. It's not just to keep and to create a vessel to contain some inyan fun b'chukayse teleichu, to contain the aveda b'chukayse teleichu that comes from the source of the neshama above. Or in dem gufe, in this itself, in the mitzvah se tishmeru itself, is da an aliyah b'kaidish. This is going a level higher, legabe de aliyahs from b'chukayse teleichu. A level even higher than the b'chukayse teleichu, which is only from above. So what's this concept here? Darfen fashtein, but the question is, v'bald b'chukayse teleichu is b'chinas chakike. If b'chukayse teleichu represents that level of the neshama which is engraved in its source above, biz the hechste dagen chakike, and this is the highest dage, the highest level that there is, a neshama being engraved in its source. Aisius shebe'etzam ha'nefesh. The Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah speaks about those letters that are engraved in the very essence of the soul. Aisius ha'miyuchadais ba'atzmus erin seif. Letters that are engraved in the very essence of Hashem Himself. This is Mevoran L'Kutei Torah, as the Alter Rebbe explains. On B'chinas Halicha speaks about Chakike, and it also speaks about a level of Halicha which is unlimited, a person that's going in an unlimited fashion. Is in Vaspashtei Te Yisrain from Mitzvah Yisai Tishmeru. What advantage is there to the simple performance of mitzvahs physically with a body here in this world that doesn't at all reach to the concept of chakike, the level of the neshama, on the level of chakike, and the level of halicha of the neshama above? There's button, so the explanation for this is as follows. In the minyan anal, regarding this point, as the yisoyrus was kumt durch esarusa de leila, that when you have an arousal that comes from above, is nit kein dover ameskayim. So the Alter Rebbe says this is not something that will last. Sidness is denoch da, unless you will also have the person from below working and connecting to this arousal. Is l'chayrin it move on? So you can ask the following question. Why is that so? Why can't the awakening and the power that Hashem gives a yid from above last without a person doing anything? Says Yidua, so now it's known as the asarusa d'le'ilo v'skumt mitzadatzma. This awakening that comes from above, that it comes on its own without a person generating this at all. Nemtzich von Azam Madrege, the source of this, it comes from such a level, was Vumaisa Tachteinim Kenet Alangin. The actions of a person below cannot even reach there at all, and can't even trigger this at all. Und der Ribbe wird sie nimshach, nor an Anaifen von Chofetz Chesedu. And therefore this comes down from Hashem's initiative, that Hashem desires kindness, and therefore he desires to give this power to a person here below. That's where it comes from. A person doesn't reach there at all. Im kein if so, stellt sich die Scheile, the following question comes, zu lieb was muss man denn noch haben, die Esserusse de Lesata? Why is it then necessary that in order to perpetuate this awakening that came from above, that you have to have an awakening from below, that it should continue? L'chayre, seemingly, kishen, wie es darf nicht sein, frier, kein Esserusse de Lesata, oi zu mamschig sein, die Esserusse de Leila. If when it comes to actually drawing down, triggering this awakening, this arousal from above. So that comes from Hashem's initiative. Azoi hat euch denoch nit gedarft sein neutig. So too it should not be necessary to have an Asarusa de Lasata, an Aveda, an awakening from below, oif zu oif halten. To contain and to hold the Isairus that comes from the Asarusa de Lasata. To hold this Isairus that comes from above and to keep it, that it should remain with the person. It shouldn't be necessary to keep it there. If Hashem is providing the person with this power from his own initiative and a person can't even reach to that level at all, so it should remain. It's unlimited, and Hashem is giving it from His kindness. It should remain there in the with the person without Him doing anything for this. Und es ist nicht scheich zu sagen, lecha'ire, and seemingly, you can't answer and say, as das ist, zu lieben chesaren in the matzav adam, that there's something here which is lacking in the condition of the person, and therefore it will not last in him. Warum? So you can't say that. Since the Amshache is doch kanal, since we're saying that this that's being drawn down from above in an Asarusa de Le'ela, it comes from Azamadrege, it comes from a level, wo merechen sich nicht mit Maisa Tachtainim, where Hashem doesn't consider at all the condition of the person, whether he's worthy of this, not worthy of this. It's Hashem's kindness. Und sie wird nimmschach nur mit Zadchafet Chesedu. This is purely Hashem's kindness that's being drawn down to the person. If so, if the initial revelation of this Asarus HaDeLe'ela comes without looking if the person is worthy of this or not, so then once it comes down, it should remain and it should be there with the person, and whether the person is a Keli for it or not, it shouldn't matter. It should remain with the person without him doing anything, any Asarus HaDeLe'ela. Pashto, so simply, what's the answer for this? Is the time, the reason is, we are Zok Dorten Lekutei Teira. So the Alter Rebbe explains there in Lekutei Teira and says, as we bald the ispailus ha'odam, isarusa de lusata. Since when the person gets affected and excited by this revelation that came from above, is gekumen blois mitzad der isarusa de leila. Since it's all a result of this awakening that came from above, nit der adam is nishtane geworden, but the person did not permanently change. Is beistalik ha'ora al yainuzu, when this great revelation gets removed. And the reason is, she'eino me'ira rak be'eis rotzen. This revelation from above only shines and comes to a person in an auspicious time. It's not always there. Hashem shines and opens up this revelation from his initiative in the special times, and then it's removed. So b'teila ha'avish and estaf mimeno. So then, once it's removed, so now the love that a person experienced as a result of this revelation becomes totally annulled, because the person didn't in essence change. So the point is that this revelation that comes from above is only in a eis rotzen. It doesn't come and remain constantly. And therefore, once it's removed, so the person remains who he is. So that explains very simply why it's necessary to have then an asarusa de lesata, that the person should actually change himself to be able to continue that level of love that he had when at the time when this revelation from above was there, in the time of an eis rotzen. That's a simple explanation. However, the Rebbe here is going to give us a much deeper understanding and a much deeper explanation for why this is. The Yom Tak Yaiser, this will be much better understood, Al Pi Amavur and Lekutei Teira, in Seif Parsha Seino, based on what it says in Lekutei Teira, in the end of this week's Parsha. Oifin Maimer Azal, and what it says in Pirkei Yavis, Da Me'ayim Basa Ulan Ata Heilich, that a person should know from where he comes, that he comes ma'ayim basa olana toilech, and where he's heading to. So the Alter Rebbe there explains the difference between ayin and on. On weist if mokin gashmi. On, the place where a person's heading to, refers to the physical world, physical space in this world. When ayin, the level of ayin where the neshama comes from, if bechinas chachma, that refers to the level of chachma where the neshama comes from, versus hecher from mokin, which is higher than any concept of any level of any space. So ma'ayim basa meint dem sheirish ha'neshama vas nemtzich mepchines ayin. So this is the source of the neshama that comes from this level of ayin. Unu la'on ha'toilich ret wegen des schar ha'neshama betchiyas ha'mesim. Where a person is ultimately heading to refers to the reward of the neshama in the time of tchiyas ha'mesim. Vas das vet zayin in olam hazeh. And that will be specifically, of course, here in olam hazeh, mokim gashmi, in this physical world, on. That's what the Mishnah is saying here. Is doch tamua. So the question over here is about this concept, that the neshama comes from a place of chachma, from a very high place of ayin. and it comes down ultimately to receive its reward where? Here in this physical world at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the question is, Yiridas HaNeshama is Dach Tzairich Aliyah. The whole purpose of why Neshama descends into this world is that through what it does in this world, it experiences a tremendous elevation to a higher level. If so, Hain Tvi is Shayech, so how is it possible to say, as Noch the Yerida from Bechines Ayin, Shayrish HaNeshama, that after the Neshama descends from its level of Ayin, where it is in its source, and it does its Avayda here in this world, Zol Deschar, the Aliyah from the Neshama Zayin. So now what's the reward? What's this level that the Neshama gets elevated to? So it is in the Bechine Funan, that it comes to the level of An, which is Bechinas Makim, which is a space here in this world, Nidereker Fun Ayin. Much lower than the level of Ayin where the Neshama comes from. How could the Neshama be rewarded by experiencing a tremendous Yirida that it has to now be rewarded here in this world? So it's answered over there in Lekutei Torah. As Dafke in On. It's specifically over here in the level, in the place called On, which is Makim Gashmi in this physical world. Is Da de Maile von Dira betachtainim. Here you have the tremendous advantage of the fact that it's this place that we create a dwelling for Hashem in the world below. Dafke dole mata, it's specifically here below, is faran der gili oirein seif. You have the ultimate revelation of Hashem's infinite light, the kamei ruchnius v'gashmius shoven. Because for Hashem himself, ruchnius and gashmius are all equal and the same. So the fact that it's in this physical world means that this is a greater level of revelation that could be not only in the level of ayin, in the source above in ruchnius, but even here in the physical world. Vos is hechem from b'chinas ayin, and therefore this is even higher than the level of ayin. So this heis, what this means is, dafkin avedis ha'adam, it's specifically in the aveda of a person in this world, fir tzachais de kavana von atzmos. This is fulfilling the purpose of creation, the purpose of why the Hashem himself, the very essence of Hashem, of why he wanted the world to be created. Hecher be'ein ha'roich von ayin de chochme. So therefore this is connecting to the essence of Hashem, which is infinitely greater than the level of ayin of chochme. Hashem desires to have a dwelling specifically here in this world below. The conclusion of the Maimer on Lekutei Torah is V'hainu b'chinas atika kadisha chulu. That this is the level of atika kadisha. What's atika kadisha? Vas atik is their tainug de lamayla. Atik refers to the pleasure of Hashem, which is connected to the nesava, Hashem's desire in creation. So therefore, since this is the main aveda of a person, and this is the main advantage of an aveda of a yid here below, so too regarding the reward of a yid's aveda, from machan adir betachtainim, when you make this world a dwelling for Hashem, oich in bechinas on makim gashmi, the reward of the neshama is specifically here in the physical space in this world. Val dischar is b'makim aveda ki yidua. Because it's known that the schar of a yid is here in the place of aveda, as it's known. So that's the aliyah that the neshama experiences when it comes down into tchiyas hameisim in the schar in this world. Thus is the hezber. This also explained was the aveda sa'adam lamata tut oif oich in the inyanim was kumin mitzad chofetz chesedu. This explains why it is that even after there's an esarusa de leila that comes from Hashem's kindness to provide a person from his initiative and arousal and awakening from above. But nevertheless, now you need the aveda of a person, esarusa de lesata, to sustain that. And there's a great advantage that dafka, the aveda of a person below, could sustain this. And the reason is as follows. Alam shachas mul mailo, all revelations that come from above, zenen fun oireis v'giluyim. These are lights, these are levels of revelation, levels of expression from Hashem's essence. Any level of revelation, there could be changes. They're prone to being changed. It's not something which is constant and permanent. In Aveda Sa'adam, however, when a yid does his work from below and serves Hashem, the kavana von atzmus. This is an expression of the fulfillment of the desire and the purpose of the essence of Hashem in creation. Vazdi kavana. And this purpose, when a person serves Hashem below, is hecher afile fun der asrusa de le'ela mitzad chofetz chesedu. This is even higher than the awakening, the arousal that comes from above, which is chofetz chesedu, which is Hashem's revelation of His kindness. O mitzad dem, was asrusa de le'sata, der langten atzmus, And because the Aveda that a person does from below, this comes from the essence of Hashem, Hechem from Shinuyim, higher than any changes, Tutzachayev der Kiyom in the Sarusa de Laila. So therefore, this brings about this fulfillment, and not the fulfillment, but rather the Kiyom, that the Sarusa de Laila that comes to a person should last and should be permanent. The permanence, true permanence, without any change, is only by the very essence of Hashem himself. And that is brought about specifically through the Aveda of a person, which is fulfilling the purpose of what Hashem himself wanted in creation. So this is a completely new explanation to the advantage that there is to a person's Aveda below. The mit is Eich Musber, so this also explains Vasan Lakut Teiridart. That why there in Lakut Teira and Onip from Sefer VaYikra in the beginning of Sefer VaYikra is our Mamshech. The Alter Rebbe continues and says Nachdem v'Yerzokt. After he says there as Dafke, Durech Hasarusa D'Lesate Yie Dovera Meskayim. That only when you have an Aveda from below, then what he does will last. As Durech Avedis Adam the Langman in Bechinas Kiloy Adam Hu. When a person serves Hashem and connects from below, he reaches to a level of Loy Adam, higher than the level of Adam. The revelation from above is Adam, Adam Kiyakriv, but when it comes from below, then it's reaching to a place which is higher than any levels or features or details that exist in the form of an Adam. Vayel, so that the connection here is, Das is der Pnimi is the Gitam, this is the deeper and real reason, Favos, Asarusa de Lesata, Tutefakim and Asarusa de Leila. How it is that an Asarusa de Lesata of a person can actually bring about the lasting effect of the Sarusa de Le'ela, because it's specifically the Aveda of a person that's fulfilling the Kavana of Hashem himself, of Atzmos, and therefore he connects to Eloi Adam with Hashem himself. Now, Kishem, Visiz Lamaila, now just like above, as there a Tainuk von Atzmos, Nisave, is an Aveda Dafka. The ultimate purpose and the desire of Hashem is in the Aveda of a person here below. Azayi says, "Bim Adam Lamata." We see this also reflected in the nature of a person here below. Adam Reitze Bekav Shaloi Dafka. The nature of a person is he wants a measure of a kav that's his even more than Tisha Kav Shachaveira, nine times as much if it's not his, if it belongs to his friend. Which means Zayin Ratzin V'Tainug, a person's will and desire and pleasure is in them was erat oiska harivet durech aveda v'yegia, something that he worked hard on, he invested effort into this, and he earned it with his own work, with his own toiling. This is something that a person cherishes and loves much more. D'inyanam melech arba kumt mil maila b'cheset chinam. So applying this back to avedas Hashem, those things that a person receives as a gift from above with Hashem's kindness, nit oiska harivet, without working on this. This does not express the real purpose of the creation, the kavana of Atzmus, that the world itself below should be elevated. And this is the reason why even the person below will not feel the ultimate pleasure and to cherish this revelation from above, because this is not of the real fulfillment of Hashem's kavana in creation. Dafke bekav shaloi, specifically when it's your measure, it's what the person does. Das was erba kumt durch aveda, what he receives through his own aveda, is adam reitze. Here is where the person's desire is. Was reitze da meint euch primius haratzen. The term reitze in this context means the deeper desire of a person. Tainuk shebenefesh, this is where you have the real tainuk of a person. So the reason why it is this way is all a reflection of the real kavana of Hashem in creation. Dafkin the Aveda Vayid from below is where you have the fulfillment of the Nisava of Hashem, the Kavan of Atzmos, and therefore Dafke here, a Yid will feel the real satisfaction and the real Tainug in his Aveda. This is now the connection also of the beginning and the end, and specifically with the end, to the end of the additional Maimarim that Alter Rebbe that is printed in Lakut Teire after Chumash Vayikra, there's over there the end that speaks about this subject of Tainuk. So there, the Alter Rebbe explains, as Yom Kippurim, Shabbos Shabbosayin, is the Tainug Atzmi, that on Yom Kippur, this is the deepest level of pleasure, versus Nit Murkiv from Kein Ander Inyan. It's not made up of any other thing that causes this pleasure. It's not comprised of anything. Usually pleasure is caused or could be caused by something which is external, or it's a combination of things. But here, this is the essence of pleasure. the source of pleasure, the essence of the neshama, which is one with Hashem, that does not need anything external to bring about this pleasure. Und der Ribber is Yom Kippurim also b'achil l'shtir. And therefore, Yom Kippur, it's forbidden to eat or drink because it's the essence of the neshama, which is connecting to the essence of Hashem. Danach, then he explains there, Kum ter chaga sukkis and shmini atzeres. Following this comes sukkis and shmini atzeres. Was demolt, so then, vert der tainug nimshach in makifim. So then, the tainug that is there on Yom Kippur is drawn down in a level of makifim. Makifim is encompassing, all-encompassing, which encompasses a person like the sukkah, which surrounds a person. Und danach, it gets drawn down even further to penetrate a person, euchen pnimiyim, to come inside the person to affect them internally. In da, in pnimiyim, which is liyas b'chinas da, eselekei avicha, vavdei b'leiv shalom v'nefesh chafei tzacholo, that a person can know his father Hashem, and to serve him with a full heart, and v'nefesh chafeitza. The Alter Rebbe concludes with nefesh chafeitza, with the desire of the soul. Was chafeitza, the term chafeitza the Alter Rebbe uses here, meint doch pnimius haratzen. The term chafeitza refers to the deepest will of the person, or actually the tainuk, the pleasure which is the source of the ratzen, of the will, of the willpower of a person. So this is what the Alter Rebbe explains. It comes from Yom Kippur, down into Sukkis, into the makif of the Sukkah, and then it ultimately penetrates the person and affects him internally in a very deep level, and then this reveals the tainug, the pleasure of a Yid's connection to Hashem. Und mit die Werte, v'nefesh chafetza cholu, it's these last words, nefesh chafetza, the desire of the soul of a Yid that's connected to Hashem, endigt sich der Drush bei Lekutei Teire. This is the conclusion of this Maimer Lekutei Teire. Al derech wie der Siyum von den letzten Drushen Parshas Bechukaisai. This is very similar to the conclusion of the last Maimer in the end of Bechukaisai Kanal, where there he says, V'hainu b'chinas atika kadisha cholu. Finishes off with the word, speaking about atika kadisha. Was atik is atzmus atayinu. Atik refers to the essence of the tainug, of the pleasure of Hashem. So here as well, he refers to the essence of the tainug, of the neshama, connecting to Hashem. So here, speaking about the tainug of a yid that comes out specifically in Shmini Atzeres, the Rebbe explains as follows. It's doch yidua, so it's known, as Shmini Atzeres is the shemen. Shmini Atzeres also has another meaning. It means the oil, which is on the essentia. This is the lashon that it says in a maimer from in the name of the Alter Rebbe, essentia, the essence von ganzen Chodesh Tishrei. This is the essence. Shmini Atzeres represents the essence of the entire month of Tishrei. Ulefize darf man sagen. So therefore we have to say, as the nefesh chafetza von Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, that this level of nefesh chafetza, the desire of the person that he has in his aveda, when it affects him internally, that you have in Sukkot and specifically in Shmini Atzeres, is hecher from der tainug habilti murkev from Yom Kippurim. So this is actually even higher than the tainug, the pleasure that the neshama has even on Yom Kippur, right? So that's why we say that this is the essence, this is the highest and the deepest connection that's expressed specifically on Shmini Atzeres. Isn't it move on? But it's not understood. How could you say this? Wie kann der Tainuk von Sukkis und Shmini Atzeres? How could it be that the pleasure that there is on Sukkis and on Shmini Atzeres, wenn man hat zetah mit achile ushtiyah gashmis, when a person is eating and drinking physically, sein hecher wie der Tainuk von Yom Kippurim, this should be even greater and higher than the pleasure that there is on Yom Kippur, was demult is man ois getah von achile ushtiyah. The pleasure of the soul that's revealed in Yom Kippur is seemingly much greater when the essence of the neshama connects to the essence of Hashem, removed and beyond any other interaction in the world, physically eating and drinking, and yet the eating and drinking and the pleasure that there is in the Aveda Vayid on Shmini Atzeres is the essence and is even greater. How could that be? Not yes, but in them is kanal. So here again we see the same theme and the same point that was mentioned before. Adarab, it's on the contrary. Violent Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. It's specifically here on Sukkot and on Shmini Atzeres is the Aveda in the Bechina von On. A person here is serving Hashem on the level of On, which refers to the space in this physical world. Bis zu vernemezich mit achila shtia gashmis. He's eating, he's drinking physically. Dafke defar, it's specifically for this reason, Is demel da der tainug von atzmus lamaila? Here you have the pleasure of the essence of Hashem. Ubemeila oich von etzma nefesh mamish. And therefore, this actually reveals an even deeper connection of the pleasure of the neshama connected to Hashem, because this is the fulfillment of Hashem's purpose in creation, the nesava, the pleasure of Hashem. And it's specifically this kind of aveda of eating and drinking in the enjoyment of the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres and the yantif that expresses the deepest connection of the neshama of a yid Hashem. L'chayre kem and deruf regen, but however, you may still ask, v'balt as the tainuk v'yom Kippurim, is there tainuk habilti morkev? But the Alter Rebbe does say that the pleasure of Yom Kippur of the soul is that deepest pleasure which is not comprised of anything outside of the essence of the soul itself. In was besteht nach dem der Eiftu und Hechekeit in dem tainuk v'nevesh chafetza von Sukkos Shmini Atzeres? So still the question is, so what is this deeper level of pleasure that you can have on Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, where the Alter Rebbe uses the term nefesh chafetza, that's even more than this pure pleasure that there is on Yom Kippur? Is there beer in them? So here the answer to this we can see in Lekut Teira in the beginning of this week's parsha. Al derech v'seretzach in Lekut Teira in Anev von unze parsha. So in the beginning of parsha's Buchukaisai, the Alter Rebbe explains, as the oisiyas hachakike, letters that are engraved in a stone, which are one with the stone. Hagam, so this is an analogy for the neshama that's engraved on a very high level. Hagam is an enit kein dover noisav of an even toiv. The advantage that you see in this analogy of engraving letters is that the letters are not an added feature to the stone. It's not like ink that's added to a paper. It's letters that are engraved and part of the stone itself. And that is the analogy for the neshama that's engraved in such a high place above. Von deswegen, nevertheless, kommen sie nicht zu der Pschittes von dem Even Teuf allein. This does not come to the stone itself before there's any engraving at all, versus mufshit mikol tzura mamish, the stone itself, before there's any engraving, so it's removed of any shape, of any letter whatsoever. It's just the simplicity of the source of the stone itself, the analogy for the source of Hashem himself, before there's any engravement whatsoever. That's actually even higher. Al derech zeh, as it's been yaneinu. So too over here, this is the distinction between the pleasure of the soul on Yom Kippur and the pleasure of nefesh chafetza, that is on Shmini Atzeres. The tainuk for Yom Kippur, the pleasure that there is on Yom Kippur, is a tainuk built in Morkiv. That's a tainuk, yes, which is completely not affiliated with anything outside of the essence of the soul itself. But what this is compared to is bedugme zu oisiyas hachakike shebenefesh v'zenen minei ubei, like letters that are engraved in a stone that are part of the stone itself. It's not an additional thing that's being placed on a piece of paper, like ink on a piece of paper. So too, we're talking about a neshama that its connection to Hashem is so powerful that it's like one, like this, like the letters are one on the stone itself. The nefesh chafetza from Chag HaSukkos u'Shmini Atzeres, however, when it comes to the level of the pleasure that's revealed on Sukkos and even more so on Shmini Atzeres, is abe v'dipshitus from them even toiv alein. This is the revelation of the source itself. In the analogy, the stone itself, which is simple and beautiful without anything being engraved in it. Der teinig atzmi von etzem hanefesh mamish. This is the ultimate and deepest pleasure from the essence of the soul, which is one with Hashem, before there's any engraving whatsoever. That's an actually deeper connection that comes out specifically in the Aveda, in this physical world, by eating and drinking, which is the theme that we see both in Lekut Teira over here, in the Haisafis, and the end of the Haisafis of Lekut Teira, and the theme that we see that Alter Rebbe speaks about in the end of Lekut Teira, in the end of this week's Parsha, when he speaks about the advantage of on the Mokim Gashmi, the Aveda of a person, Dafke here below, as was explained before. Das is euch, was der Inyum von Westmet 2 sei Tishmeru kommt nach Buchakaisa Talechu. This is also the explanation why follows after B'chukaisa Telechu in the Pasuk over here, and why this is actually an even higher level and a greater advantage than B'chukaisa Telechu. B'chukaisa is B'chinas Chakike. B'chukaisa represents the level of Chakike when a person is engraved, the source of his neshama, which is engraved above. Takenit kein dover noisef. It's not an additional feature of letters that are added to the stone. However, this is not yet the very source itself before there's any shape of letters whatsoever. So therefore, this level of going on a very high level, unlimited, that comes from this level of engraving here. Even though this is a level that the neshama is able to go even greater than malachim, it still has somewhat of a limitation to it. However, when the pasuk continues and says mitzvayisai tishmuru, kiyum ha-mitzvahs bedvarim gashmiyim, when a yid fulfills mitzvahs physically in this world, b'chinas on, this is the level which the Alter Rebbe speaks about in the Likutei Torah in the end of the parasha, the level of on in this physical world. Thus, named the atzmus hapshitus, this actually connects to the very simple simplicity of Hashem Himself, was his hechav mechakike, that's higher than any engraving whatsoever. Ubimele vert amitis inyana hiluch, and therefore this brings about the true hiluch, the true going, on a much greater level, on kainag bolis, without any limitations whatsoever. Ukamaimer ulaan atahiluch, and where are you going? This is the true aliche. Dafke in on is amitis inyana hiluch. This is the real level of hiluch where a yid connects to the very essence of Hashem Himself, specifically through his aveda of doing mitzvahs here physically in this world. Und durch dem, was es wird sein, der Bechukaisai Telechu. And through a person experiencing this beginning with the Bechukaisai Telechu, which is the Hiloch mitzad b'chinas chakike, that a person is able to go out of his limitations because of this level of chakike, which is Sheinish HaNeshama, by drawing down the source of his neshama, bedugmes esarusa de le'ela, which is similar to an awakening that comes from above. Same thing here, he's drawing from the source of his neshama from above. But then bringing along here also, fulfilling the mitzvahs, which is the aveda, b'kiyama mitzvahs, b'chines on, isarusa de lesata. That's the aveda that a person does physically here in this world, the awakening from below. That zayin, both of these avedas together will bring the fulfillment, v'yeres misayim, and the parsha. As he concludes in the parsha, in the beginning, in the parsha where it says the brachas, v'esalachti b'seichichem, that I will walk amongst you. It uses the term v'his halachti, which means beiz b'chinas hiloch, a combination of walking in two directions, hiloch mul mailo lamato, and v'hiloch mul mato lamailo, the revelation that comes from above to below, and the revelation that there is based on the aveda from a person from below to above. Und die beide hiluchim veln zayn in einem, and they're both unified as one in one word, was the fashtein zayn demselben vart vesalachti, in one word of vesalachti. Biz, and then the pasuk continues and says, v'oilach eschem kemimius, and I will bring you to go upright in Teretz Yisrael, was kemimius meint tzvei kemis. The Gemara also says kemimius means two levels of height, of the height of Adam Erishin, which refers to kemis ha-mashpia and kemis ha-makabel, the level that is based on the mashpia, the giver, from Hashem above, and the height that comes through the receiver from the aveda of the Yidden below, mumaylo lamata umumato lamaylo, the combination of both of these together. Unbeide kaimes velanichal veren in ein kaime, and they both are included in one word of kaimimios, was das is the schar, was vezayin, far the aveda von dem chakaisa telechu, ves mitzvayse tishmeru, this is the reward of combining both of these avedas, of both bechakaisa telechu, which is drawing down the source of the neshama above, and mitzvah saitishmeru, which is the aveda that a person does from below in the mitzvahs in this world, v'svet nizgalaveren, in the gula, sida, which will be revealed by the upcoming yula, bekarev, mamish, speedily in our times.